Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'm thinking of that person listening today. Maybe he's just let too much time pass and they've only rehearsed and rehashed the downsides of this guy or this gal and only rehearsed and rehashed the ways that they've let them down. What are just some even thought processes they could embrace today so they can get to a place where they genuinely say, I know we're going through a hard time right now, but I would choose you all over again, because that could be one of those flag in the ground moments for that marriage.
Absolutely. I think one of the most urgent human needs is to be heard and to know somebody sees me, really knows who I am. Ron and I probably had been married a year or two, and he said to me, do you know what first attracted me to you? And I'm thinking, is it my smile or my brown eyes or my sense of humor? It was none of those things, Susie. He said to me, you were interested in what I was thinking about. You wanted to know my opinion and how I felt about things. Now, he was raised in a blended family, and there were some challenges there. And if you had a thought or an opinion, well, you were just best to stay off the radar and keep it to yourself. And here was someone asking him, well, tell me what you think about this, and what are your thoughts about that? And that was, for him, a tremendous pull. He said, I felt like someone finally saw me and was willing to hear me. That was a huge discovery for me. And it's still one of his strongest needs. And so even when I'm struggling to appreciate all of the wonderfulness that he is, I recognize he needs to be heard in this issue. I cannot cut him off. He's an engineer. He thinks long and intricately about things. He's a process guy. And he said to me once, Susie, you think faster than I do. You talk faster than I do. And if you want to win, you're on a roll. But if you want a solution we can both really support, we need to slow this down a little bit and come to a solution we can both live with. And in the moment, I remember thinking, okay, do I want to win or do I want a good solution? Which
good
is
question.
Not a good thing to acknowledge about yourself. But he was just saying, hey, I need to be heard here, and I don't move at the same pace that you do. And I could have just flattened him. I could have just bullied him. But I was reminded of that conversation about the need to be heard, and I've never forgotten it. Mm. Ask your spouse, so we're struggling. What are your thoughts about it? Where's your heart? What would you like to see happen? What needs to change in our relationship? Just give him the airtime, whether it's him giving it to her or her giving it to him. Open the dialogue, because as soon as the dialogue stops, we start listening to the wrong voices.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.